Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you. Thanks for your show. My question is about digestive enzymes. I just need you to make it clear to me how I combine my enzymes properly, my betaine, and I need lactase, but I'm not sure if I use them together or which brand would be the most to give me the best comfort.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to ask that same impertinent question, ma'am. How old are you this year?
Plus 60.
Plus 60. Okay. threw in a plus there, she did, instead of an exact number. But that's okay with me, ma'am. I know where you are, relatively speaking. Okay. Well, according to Mayo Clinic, and I'm getting back to you, Lee, I promise. I'm sorry, Terry.
Yes.
Anyway, according to Mayo Clinic, by the time we're all 60, 52% of ladies and 48% of men, and that's based on 3,700 stomach tests at the Mayo Clinic in the 1920s and 30s. Anyway, by the time we're that age, 52% of the ladies and 48% of the men, our stomach acid has started to drop. Now, what that has to do with digestive enzymes is right here. Okay, our stomachs make one particular digestive enzyme in large amounts. It's called pepsin. And pepsin, along with the hydrochloric acid that come from the stomach cells, digests the protein. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we're not making acid, we don't make so much pepsin. I know, the same cells start to decline for both things, and we don't digest our protein as well. And that's why Terry mentioned betaine hydrochloride. Betaine is simply a carrier for hydrochloric acid. It's also good for us. It's trimethylglycine, and those methyl groups are good for most of us anyway. Anyway, we take the betaine hydrochloride with the meal. We don't take it before the meal because in case the phone rings, well, then we got acid sitting in our stomach doing nothing, and we're talking on the phone, and what do we want to do that for? So anyway, we eat a little food, we take one. We eat a little food, take one. That's the way we take our hydrochloric acid. Now, oddly enough, a researcher published Clear the Heck Back 2 centuries ago. Yeah, in the 1800s. In fact, he won a Nobel Prize for it in 1901. He found that when the acid escapes from the stomach along with the food and gets into the upper small intestine, it now releases a hormone called secretin, and the secretin goes over the pancreas and says, hey, wake up, it's your turn. Make the digestive enzymes as soon as the food arrives. And the pancreas does that. It does make a protein digesting enzyme, but that's secondary to the stomach's protein digested enzyme, which happens to be the pepsin. But we do need that secondary shot. But it mostly specializes in making enzymes that digest starch and fat and other non-protein stuff, such as elastic tissue. There's an elastic digesting enzyme that's made by the pancreas. But we have to have enough acid to trigger that. And darn it, some of us, if we haven't triggered it for long enough, we find out that our bowels definitely work better if we just take some digestive enzymes. And the older we are, the more that is the case. So anyway, we take the betaine hydrochloride after our first bite or two of food, and then we take however many betaine hydrochlorides we're going to take with that meal. And then when we're done, that extra acid helps to open that valve and send that signal to the pancreas. But again, if the signal isn't waking up the pancreas enough, then we take the digestive enzymes. All we're doing here, ma'am, is copying what nature does. It has acid digestion first and alkaline digestion second, and that's the digestive enzymes. So after we're all done eating, we don't want to give it more than 5 to 10 minutes because, excuse me, that's all the time it takes for the food to go over here to the pancreas and say hi. So at that point, we want to take the other digestive enzymes. There happens to be one I like, but I'm not affiliated with their company at all. It's called Biozyme. It's got all the different digestive enzymes in it that the pancreas makes. However, that is not sufficient for Thanksgiving dinner or any other food. I'm not kidding. I'm serious, ma'am. Those enzymes are not sufficient for that, or for a fatty, oily meal such as fish, just for example. And we know we gotta eat fish from time to time. So there's another enzyme out there in the market that has the name lipanase, L-I-P-A-N-A-S-E, lipanase. Biozyme is made by Integrative Therapeutics. Lipanase is made by Douglas Laboratories. And the lipanase has a very large slug of fat digesting enzyme in it. So if we've eaten a non-fatty, non-oily meal, we just take, anywhere from 2 to 4, and we can do the toilet test just by looking to see if everything's digested. Anywhere from 2 to 4 of those digestive enzymes, about 5 to 10 minutes after we're all done with eating. And when we take those enzymes, And then if it's a fatty, oily meal, we better put a couple of those lipinase in there, too, at the same time with the other digestive enzymes. So okay. Does that answer it for you, ma'am?
Mostly, that makes so much sense. Thank you. I eat pretty well on a pretty disciplined diet, but my concern is mostly lactase. I'm forming a little intolerance. I avoid dairy anyway.
Good idea.
Sometimes I'm weak and I have cheese. So when would I take the lipase? I mean lactase.
Oh, well, again, let's see. If you're having, let's say you're doing cheese, and let's say you're doing the cheese all by itself. Well, you still want to combine that cheese with hydrochloric acid pepsin because when we were both 16 years old, that's what our stomachs did. So we're just copying nature here. And then we wait 5 to 5 minutes or so, and then we put down the lactase, ma'am.
Okay, first acid, then alkaline process.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you. You make so much sense. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's not me that's making sense. It's somebody called Mother Nature, sir, ma'am.
Thank you.
And I just copy Mother Nature, that's all.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome.